NFL to close team facilities on Election Day so players can exercise the precious right to vote. By Dylan Gwynn on September 3, 2020. The NFL has advised their players and staff to keep away from large crowds, so they don't contract the coronavirus. However, one crowded area the league will not try to keep them away from is the voting booth. In fact, they're going to give them the day off so they can go there. According to an NFL press release via MSN, all NFL, NFLPA and club facilities will be closed on Tuesday, November 3, to ensure that every member of the NFL family has an opportunity to exercise the precious right to vote. In addition, in the days leading up to the election, we will continue to sponsor nonpartisan educational programs to ensure that our players, staff, and families know how to register, how to obtain absentee voting material, and are able to vote on Election Day. We will support efforts in our communities to encourage people to vote, including by working with state officials to establish polling places at our stadiums. We will also identify safe and appropriate ways in which members of the NFL family can assist in election efforts. Also, the league will facilitate meetings between with state and local elected officials and leaders of law enforcement to discuss steps that can be taken to reduce conflict and improve relations between law enforcement and members of the community. The league concluded the announcement of their social justice initiatives by expressing how proud they were at their players' social justice efforts. "We are proud of our current and former players for the extraordinary work that they do in our communities. Club owners and employees are proud to support and work alongside the players to make our country better, fairer, and more equal." The league is taking steps to increase the visibility of their campaign to promote equality on the field as well. The league recently announced their plans to right end racism in end zones this season. Also, the league will allow players to display the names of people killed in officer-involved incidents on their helmet padding.